Okay, so we are going to discuss tonight a part of the Haggadah that is not often discussed. Towards the very end of Maggid, the Haggadah says, and it's really a Mishnah in Pesachim that we'll read afterwards. Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer Kol Shlo Omer Shloshet Dvarim Eilu BaPesach Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavaso. Anyone who did not say these three things on Pesach was not Yotzei Yischiyah Ve'Elohim Pesach Matzah Umarah. We'll just read through them quickly to get an idea of what the Haggadah says. Pesach shahayu avoseinu ochem is matzah beis hamikdash hayakayim al shema. Why do we have the current Pesach on the time of beis hamikdash? Al shum shepazach hakadosh baruch hu abotei avoseinu b'mitzrayim shenemar v'amartav zel ha-pesach u'lashem, etc. Matzah zu shanu ochem al shema. Why do we eat the matzah? Al shum shlo hispik batzeikam shal avoseinu l'hafmetz ad shenigva lo yamelach ma'achay amochem hakadosh baruch hu u'golom. Because Hashem took him out so fast, the bread didn't have a chance to rise. And Moru Zesh on Wilfam Al Shema, Al Shum, She Moru Hamitsu Meschai Avosainu Mitzrayim. Fine. So whoever didn't say these three things, Pesach Masa Mor is not Yotzei Yischiyah. The Kasha is, which everyone should be bothered by, is what Chiyuv is the Haggadah talking about? It says, Kol Shlo Omer Shoshu Dvam Eilu Pesach Yotzei Deichavasa, but doesn't tell us what Chiyuv it's referring to. So this is really Machlokas, what Chiyuv Rav Gamliel is referring to. And the Rishonim, the clear-cut Chatim, are the Rashbats and the Ravan, which I saw quoted. Didn't realize I have it. Then I found out how good that I actually have it. The Rashbats, these are Rishonim, he says like this. Rav Gamliel Hayomer Kol Mi Shel Omer Shoshet Dvarim Eilu LaPesach Lo Yotzei Yidei Chavaso VeEilu Hem Pesach Matzah Morer. Says the Rashbats, Zos HaMishnah Hi LaPerek Arvei Pesachim. So the Rashbat says that the chiyuv that Rav Gamliel is talking about is that you're not yotzei your chiyuv of Haggadah, the Yigadat Labincha, if you don't say these three things. That's referring to the mitzvah of the Haggadah. And the Ravon says it also. It says, Yidei Chavaso, Shakriyas Haggadah. They say it's referring to the Kriya of the Haggadah. Now those are Pshatim that are Mefurish. There's another opinion that says that anyone who did not say Pesach Matzah and Morer is not Yotze the Chiyuvim of Achilas Korban Pesach, Achilas Matzah, and Achilas Morer. That's not a focus. What is this Chiyuv referring to? Is it referring to the Haggadah, which is Rishonim saying Mefurish, or is it referring to the mitzvahs of Achilas Korban Pesach, Achilas Matzah, and Achilas Morer? So no one says that Mefurish. No Rishonim say that Mefurish. The ones who say that, they're Medayik that in Tosfos. And we'll see in a moment that the Aruch HaNeir is going to say Mefurish. The Tosa says this. The Aruch HaShulchan will say Mefurish. The Tosa says it. The Tosa says like this. The Mishnah again says, "V'mamil ha'ya omer kol shul omer shul shidavim eilu pesel yatsi dechavaso." And Tosa says, "Well, the Tosa is there, but it's referring to later on when it talks about the Korban Pesach." So Tosa says, "Pesach al shum shepesach hamokom avoti avoseidim b'mitzrayim shenemar v'amartem zavach pesach hu l'Hashem." So it says Tosa right over here, "V'amartem zavach pesach hu." Pirish be'amira she'tzarach lomar pesach zeh shanu ochlin. Now it's not clear from Tosfos what he's saying. He's just saying that we learn it out from the pasuk of martim zeh pesach, that the pesach requires an amira. It's not clear from Tosfos that it's the achila of the korban pesach or the haggadah. It doesn't say either way. But afterwards Tosfos says, how do we know that matzah and maror also require the amira? He says v'itkish matzah maror lepesach v'tzarach lomar nami matzah zu umaror zeh. Says really the pasuk exerts a custom. The pasuk tells us by Korban Pesach and Matzah Morer will end up in Hekesh. Matzah Morer Yachlu is the Hekesh that whatever applies to Pesach will apply to Matzah and Morer. So I saw a sefer that explained that the reason why we'll see the Achronim clearly understand Tosfos, that Tosfos is learning that this Chiyuv of Amira is going on the Achila, is because only if it's going on the Achila does it make sense to learn this Chiyuv from Pesach to Matzah and Morer. Because the hekesh between Pesach, Matzah, and Maror is by the ikir chiyuvim of the Korban Pesach of eating the Matzah and eating the Maror. Therefore, if there's a chiyuv to do an amira by the eating of the Korban Pesach, we can learn out from the hekesh a chiyuv of amira by the eating of the Matzah and eating of the Maror. But if the whole chiyuv is only in the reading of the Haggadah, you have to mention the Korban Pesach, so it wouldn't make sense that for this little thing, for this side thing, in terms of the mitzvah of the Haggadah, that we would learn out the hekesh from the Pesach to the Matzah and the Maror. Only if it's an ikir chiyuv. The hekesh only involves the ikir chiyuvim of these mitzvahs. But if it's only that the Korban Pesach, the mentioning of the Korban Pesach is for the mitzvah of the Haggadah, so you wouldn't be able to learn out of Hekesh to Matzah and Morer. Because then it wouldn't be, then it's not an Ikir Chiyuv. You learn out of Hekesh from the Ikir Chiyuv, whatever is a Chiyuv by the Korban Pesach, you can learn out from there, is a Chiyuv by the Matzah. But if you say it's only going on Haggadah, it's not a Chiyuv in the Korban Pesach. just happens to be that you have to mention the Korban Pesach. Who says that you have to mention the matzah and the maror? The hekesh is from the dinim that apply to those mitzvahs, but that's not the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah of Haggadah. Happens to be the Torah mentions that you have to mention the Korban Pesach, but who says you apply that to matzah and maror? So that's one way to understand that what that Tosus means that. We'll see as we go on very clearly that, first of all, the Marsha, which is not going on Tosus, but the Marsha just asked Akasha on this opinion, so it's clear the Marsha went this way. The Marsha asked the following Kasha. We'll come back to this Kasha shortly also. The Marsha says like this. Says the Marsha, Lo matzinu b'shar mitzvos d'boi shiomer behen al shem ma. D'sagi l'hu b'bracha al ha-mitzvah. Because it's a very strange thing. Where do we see such a thing? We do a mitzvah. We make a bracha on the mitzvah. We don't mention. It's not ikir chiyav in the mitzvah that you're not mekayim the mitzvah unless you mention why you're doing the mitzvah. We never see such a thing. Sometimes we'll say before we put on tefillin, we might say before we put it on, we're doing this al shem nat. But if you don't do it, you're not you'll say you're chiyav of tefillin. So where do we see such a thing that to be mekayim your mitzvah of achila? It's clear in the saying of the achila that you need to do an amira of why you're doing the achila. Whoever saw such a thing? That's the Marsha's kasha. Right. So that's machlokas number one of what the chiyuv is. Now, within this machlokas, there's another machlokas between Tosos and the Ran. Tosos clearly learns over here that if you do not mention Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, at least the way the Marsha understands and the way others, the way we'll see the Aruch HaNeir will understand Tosos, that Tosos is going in the midst of eating the Korban Pesach, the Matzah, and the Maror. If you don't mention why you're eating them, you don't mention why we have these mitzvahs, you're not Yotzei, you're Achila. So it's clear from Tosas that you're not Yotze, Midaraisa, you're not Yotze. It's learned out from a pasuk, it's a Gzeres HaKasav. If you do not mention these things in the Seder, you're not Yotze, Daraisa, you're not Yotze, nothing. The Ran argues, and the Ran Tzushtels, and the Rechoner Tzushtels, the Sukkah that we want to talk about by Sukkah, which is very interesting. But the Ran says like this. The Ran says, yeah, he argues with Tosas, you'll see it very clearly. Komi shlo amer shosh advarim elu lapesach lo yatzei idei chavaso. Kolomar, lo yatzei idei chavaso karoi. Aval lo yatzei idei chavaso kla lo ka'amer. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say you're not yotzei at all. It just means you're not yotzei karoi. In other words, they understand that he means the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim require that you mention the reason why. But midaraisa, the mitzvah is to eat the matzah. Midaraisa, the mitzvah is to eat the maror. Midaraisa, the mitzvah, in the time of Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is to eat the Korban Pesach. That which you have to mention the reason, the Rav Gamliel has mentioned, that's only midaraisa. So when the Mishnah says, whoever doesn't do it is lo yotzei idei chavaso, it just means lo yotzei idei chavaso karoui. Aval lo yotzei idei chavaso klal lo ka'amer. And he brings a raya, he says, and similarly we find by Sukkah. Right, if you remember, we had a machlokas that we discussed one time. If one is sitting with Roshio Verubo Basukah Veshachana Vesoch Habayis, there's a machlokas Beisul Beishamay Fir Yotzei, because one of them Beishamay holds, Beisul holds Shem Yimshach Achar Shachana, you might be led into the house, and therefore you're not Yotzei. So if you remember there was a story that the Ziknei Beisul, Ziknei Beishamay went, and there was a story, I don't have the mission in front of me, but basically, I don't remember. I think their Beisula was more machmir. Beisula says you're not Yotzei. Beshamay says you are Yotzei. Beshamay brought a raya that the oldest Zakenim were there and they were eating in this matter and no one said anything. And Beisula argued and said, what are you talking about? They did. They said, Im Kain, if you would know it like that, you've never been Yotzei your mitzvah of Sukkah in your lifetime. So this is the Lashon. He says, with the Kavasei Basukkah, Im Kain Ha'isha Noeg, if this is how you've been Noeg, by eating in the Sukkah with your Shulchan inside the house, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyomecha. Says the Ran, Lav, and the Ran says this in Sukkah also, Lav dafka, the halohave time with dahi elamishum dum asilim shuche basa shochano. It's lav dafka that you never were mekayim your mitzvah. The whole reason why you're not allowed to sit with your table in the house is only exeri, you might go after your table. But if you don't go after your table, and you sat on the sukkah, vada your yotzei. So all it means over there also is you're not yotzei your mitzvah in the proper way. So the Ran makes this connection, and Tosas is lishitasa, because Tosas holds over there also in Sukkah that you're not yotzei midaraisa. If you eat with your table inside the house, and you're sitting in the sukkah, midaraisa you're not yotzei. So machlokas the Ran and Tosas, whether you're not yotzei midaraisa from the Rabbanan, and they say the same machlokas over here, and it's all because the same lashon is mentioned over here as over there, right? Lo yotzei dei chavaso. The Tosas says lo yotzei dei chavaso means you're mamish, lo yotzei dei chavaso, you're not mekayim your mitzvah at all. The Ran says in both places it was lo yotzei dei chavaso kerowi. You're not yotzei your chiyuv in the proper way, but rabbanan you were yotzei midaraisa, just from the Rabbanan, you didn't do it in the proper way. That's the machlokas the Tosas and the Ran. Why do we go to
say they have to say the psukim?
If it's according to Tosas that it's on the Achila, or if it's going in the Haggadah, so if it's going in the Haggadah, it's Pashat, because that's the Haggadah. And many Mefarshim explain that, you know, we say, call Ma'ar L'Sachar V'Yitzias V'Sarim HaRezim L'Shuvach, but there's a minimum. The minimum is to say these three things, so it's Pashat. So we're going to, that's what we're going to ask right now. So the Aruch HaNer and Sukkah, correct, but Tosos holds that Rav Gamliel means that if you do not do the dibur, then you are not yotzei your mitzvah d'oraisa achilas matzah.
Because that's referring to achilas matzah.
Correct.
The Ran though, it's not referring to achilas
matzah. No, you'll see they understood. The Ran, again, Daniel is bringing up a good point that the Ran is not clear also. The Ran just says, you are not yotzei yachiv karoi. The Ran doesn't say exactly, it's very interesting that you find in the Rishonim that no Rishonim say mefurish that it's going in the mitzvah of achilas. Of Achila. No one's Tosos didn't say Mefurish. We tried to be Medayiket somehow from Tosos. The Ran also, clearly, if you read the Ran, I turned away from the Ran, but all the Ran said was, Loyotze de Chavoso Kuroi. He doesn't say what Chiyav he was talking about. So there's no Rishon that I found that said it Mefurish. It says Mefurish that it's going on the Achila. But if you listen to Aruch HaNer, all the Achronim understand all the Rishonim that refer to the Amitzas of Achila. So you listen to what the Aruch HaNer says. The Aruch HaNer says on the Gemara in Sukkah, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, says Ayin Beran Veritva Shekasu Afshe Eino Rak Zera the Rabbanon. Even though it's only a din the Rabbanon, Mikomakom Shayach Lashon Ze. Kamo B'Masha Amar. Even though you are Yosei Midaraisa, you're just not Yosei Midarabbanon. It still makes sense to say Lo Kiyantam is a Sukkah Miyamecha. Just like we find by Rav Gamliel, Koshlo Amar Dvarim Ha'Eila BaPesach Lo Yosei Dechavaso V'Chein Sham B'Psachim. And so too over there in the Mishnah Psachim. Kasef Haran, lo shelo yotza klal. The Ran says over there also, not that you weren't yotza your mitzvah at all. Ela shelo asa mitzvah ketikuna. You didn't do it the proper way. Umevi raya mehacha. Fine, he says, however, Tosos learns that it's midaraisa. Fine. Nira kavanasam from Tosos, and then atora lo yotza yidei chavaso. Fine, because Tosos brings a pasuk of Ramatim Zeva Pesach. Fine. So the Aruch HaNer is clearly, the Aruch HaNer is an Achron, clearly bringing down the machlokas of the Ran and Tosos, that they're both holding, even though they don't say it in the first, they're both holding that the Chiyav of Amira, of Pesah, Matzah, and Maror, is going on the Achila, on the Mitzvah of Achila. And if you're not Yosei, there's a machlokas, Tosos holds, you're not Yosei Bechlal, you're not Yosei even on the Raisa level, and the Ran holds, you are Yosei Daraisa, you're just not Yosei Midarabonim. But now the Aruch HaNer says, Ulanias Daiti, Perushim Eilu Dechukim Heim, Velule Divrei HaRishonim. It's very funny because I only found Rishonim that say Mefurish that the Chiyav is on the Amiras HaHagadah, which is like we started with, right? Like the Ravon and the Rashbats. They say Mefurish is going in the midst of the Haggadah. But the Aruch HaNer apparently didn't see those Rishonim. All he saw was Tosas and the Ran, who don't say anything Mefurish, but he understands from what they're saying that it's going on the mitzvah of the Achila. And he comes to argue and says, Lulei Divri HaRishonim, if not for the words of the Rishonim, I would argue. I mean, he really wants to argue and not realizing that he has Rishonim backing him up. But he says it doesn't make any sense. The lula dibre harishonim hayanir lamias daiti lafarish masisim the psachim she'ena pirishdim lo amar tam pesach matzah mor lo yotze yidei mitzvah halalu elo lo yotze yidei sipur yitzias mitzrayim sherei sipur yitzias mitzrayim belo pesach umitzvah hasein belvad inyan shel haskaris yitzias mitzrayim shibachol laila. So the Aruch HaNer clearly understands Tosas and the Ran going on the Achila, and he clearly wants to argue and learn like the other Rishonim, which he didn't see, that the Chiyav of Rav Gamliel to mention these things is not going on the Achila of the Pesach Matzah Maror, but rather is going on the Haggadah. That in order to be Mekayim Mitzvah Haggadah, you have to mention the Pesach Matzah Maror and why we're having them.
You're not
meaning the Raisa you were Yotze, but you're not Yotze. You're not Mekayim the Rabbanon. Karoi means you're not Yotze the Rabbanon. If you ate it and you didn't say why we're eating it, so you're Yosei, you missed the Daraisa
eating
it.
That's why you're eating.
Yeah, that's how everyone understands the Ran. Fine, so that's very very clear so far. It's just two very simple things: the machlokas between Tosas and the Ran versus the other Rishonim and the Achronim, whether the Chiyuv of Rav Gamliel is going on the saying of the Haggadah or going on the Achila of the Pesach Matzah and Maror. And then within the opinion of going on the Achila of the Pesach Matzah and Maror, is it that you're not Yotzei Midaraisa or you are Yotzei Midaraisa or you're just not Yotzei Midarabanan? Now, I want to get back to the Marshah. We saw Esther Kasha on Tosos, there's Pshat that's going on the Achila. He says, where do you ever see such a thing? So listen to the Aruch HaShulchan in his Haggadah. The Aruch HaShulchan asks the same Kasha, and he goes a little bit further. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Harbe yeshet moa bazeh, Deheicha metzinu b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah shiya hechrich lahagir ha-tam b'shas asiyas ha-mitzvah. Where do you ever see this? This is the same kashas of Marsha. Where do you ever see such a thing that the time you're doing b'kayim mitzvah, you need to speak out the reason why you're doing the mitzvah? He says, even the one that holds that mitzvah siyas kavana, it's only kavana inside. You never have to speak out why you're doing the mitzvah. You just do the mitzvah. You don't have to speak out the reason for the mitzvah. And then he says he doesn't like Tosos. He says Tosos doesn't make any sense because Tosos, he says, is bothered by this kasha. Tosos learns from Vamarkan Zevach Pesach. That's Exeris HaKosos. Vamarkan Zevach Pesach. You have to speak out the Zevach Pesach. He says it doesn't make sense that Tosos learns from there that you have to do the Achila with the Dibur, because if you look in the Torah, the Vamarkan Zevach Pesach is a response to the son's question. If your son's going to ask you, Maha Avodah Zos Lachem, Vamarkan Zevach Pesach, it's what you should explain to your son. He says it's clearly the Pasuk is not. He just doesn't understand Tosas, that the Pasuk is not telling you a drasha and how you have to do the mitzvah. It's just explaining, the son asks you, what is this mitzvah? So he's explaining to him about Martin, and say to your children, Zevach Pesach Hu Hashem, but lav dafka, that it should be going on, the only way you can be Makai in the mitzvah. So he doesn't like that. Fine, and he says the same exact thing. It's exactly like the Aruch on there. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. Again, if not for the Rishonim, I would argue and I would say it's not going on the Achila Pesach Matzah, rather it's going on the Haggadah. Fine. Now, I want to say a small shtickle that the Aruch HaShulchan said that I found interesting, and then I want to go on to something else. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a different kasha in the same piece. He brings down a kasha of the Barav Nel on the Chumash, that we say by Matzah, we say matzah zushan ochlim, right? Like Pesach matzah morer. This matzah that we're eating is al shem shlo hispik batzekam lahachmas. That their bread didn't have a chance to rise on the way out of Mitzrayim. So hiksha ha'abar v'nel b'perusha la'torah. Shrekti ha'abar v'nel ve'ech eshel omer kein. How can we say that the reason why we're eating the matzah is because the bread didn't have a chance to rise on the way out of Mitzrayim? Barei ha'matzah she'ochlo b'mitzrayim ba'layla ima Pesach mitzavu olami ba'od yom. Hashem commanded them before to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach. How could we say because when they went out in the morning from the Mitzrayim, they went out to the Chippazim, the bread didn't have a chance to rise, that's why we're eating matzah. They ate matzah because Hashem told them, when you eat the Karan Pesach, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. It says, V'zeh asher hevim min vayofu es ha-betzek, ha-yisul yom ha-machras. That was the next day. When they went out in Mitzrayim, that's when the bread didn't have a chance to rise. But when they ate the matzah with the Karan Pesach, that wasn't because of that. That was because Hashem commanded them to eat matzah with the Karan Pesach. That's a kasha that Barav Nel asks. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan also points out a discrepancy between what the Mishnah says. This din of Rabban Gamliel is the Mishnah, and it's also in the Haggadah. And there's a very big difference between what the Mishnah says and what the Haggadah says. And we'll come back to answer. He suggests an answer afterwards. What? He has a question. We say in the Haggadah that the matzah that we're eating is because when they went out of Mitzrayim, the bread didn't have a chance to rise. But they went out in the morning. They ate matzah with the Korban Pesach at night, because Hashem commanded them, Al matzah samrom yachul, they should eat the Korban Pesach with matzah. So how do we say that? The reason we're eating the matzah is because when we went out of Mitzrayim, the bread didn't have a chance to rise. We ate matzah because Hashem commanded us to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach. That's a kasha of Barav Nel. So he goes further to ask that if you look at the Mishnah, for the reason for the matzah is two different reasons. If you look in the Mishnah says, Rabban Gamliel said, whoever didn't say these three things on Pesach is not yotzei ydei chavaso. It says, Pesach al-shum she-pasach ha-moko abotei avoseinu b'mitzrayim. Matzah al-shum she-nig'olu avoseinu b'mitzrayim. That's what the Mishnah says. Al shum shenigalu avosenu b'mitzrayim. In Haggadah we say, why do we eat the matzah? Like we just read, al shum shol hispik batzekem shol avosenu lahachmetz ad shenigla aleya melech malachim lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seems to be very different. The Aruch HaShulchan explains, he basically wants to answer for Tosos. He asked the first kasha was on Tosos, that where do you see such a thing? How could Tosos learn that the chiyuv to mention the reasons for Pesach Matzah Morah is in the achila of the Pesach Matzah Morah? Where do you ever see such a thing? Number two, he asks, he brings on the Abba Benel's kasha, and basically what he wants to explain is that there are two different reasons for eating matzah. One reading for eating matzah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to eat matzah with the Korban Pesach. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. When the Mishnah says, the reason why we eat matzah is al shum shenigalu avoseinu b'mitzrayim, that's referring to the matzah we ate with the Korban Pesach at night. That we were going to be nigal from Mitzrayim, and Hashem commanded us to eat the Korban Pesach, and the matzah with it. That is referring to the matzah that we ate at night with the Korban Pesach. And the matzah that we ate the next day on the way out is what our Haggadah refers to, when our Haggadah says that we went out and the bread didn't have a chance to rise, that's referring to the matzah that we ate on the way out. So why is there a difference? So he makes another beautiful diuk in the Mishnah.